Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Tuesday, August the 7th, 2018, and it is time for the Daily. One would think that Captain Toad Treasure Tracker was just a spin-off of the minigame within Super Mario 3D World. But based on a recent article from Polygon, the idea was originally pitched as a title starring Link from The Legend of Zelda. The idea was scrapped and elements were later brought back in Super Mario 3D World and Captain Toad. Polygon interviewed Captain Toad's game director, Shinya Hidetake, and he stated that Link wasn't a good fit for the ideas that the designers wanted to explore. Quote, "We thought Link would be a little too courageous and he would want to fight enemies with his weapons," unquote. In other words, they calling Captain Toad a scared little baby who want to hide behind walls and run away from all danger, which was obviously a much better fit. You can read more about it by going to the Polygon.com article titled, "Where Captain Toad Treasure Tracker Came From." In America, we use the NPD group to gather sales data for the video games market. Based on a Reset Era post from Matt Piscatella, who's a video game analyst for the NPD group, NPD's Games Acquisition Monitor showed that around 70% of people in the US that owned a Switch also owned a PS4 and or an Xbox One. That means 70% of Switch owners are cheating on Nintendo, and I confess, I am one of them. But Nintendo, don't hate me. I mean, I just got rid of my Xbox One. The PS4 is next in line. I promise you my number one. When it comes to the Switch, there's a lot of talk of growth. In a recent financial earnings press conference, Bandai Namco stated that the Switch does great at igniting play anywhere, anytime, and for anyone. And with that, they're eager to provide more software for the Switch. In other words, Switch on fire, baby! That information was translated by Twitter user Mochi_WSJ, also known as Takahashi Mochizuki from the Wall Street Journal. Also, Monolith Soft, a developer owned by Nintendo, is showing growth as well, as their staff has increased in size and they're recruiting more business staff for their Tokyo studio. That info was pulled from the Monolith Soft website and shared by Momo on Reset Era forums. And if you didn't hear, there were recent rumors surrounding the current state of Retro Studios. They're known for making the Metroid Prime games and most recently, Donkey Kong Country games. But based on a video from Spawnwave Media, they showed that Nintendo is still hiring for positions specifically for Retro Studios, looking for a physics and graphics engineer. So they don't look like they're going anywhere. When it comes to the Switch, it looks like growth is the word, and with only being a year in, things are just getting started. And Tuesdays mean new releases. There are 19 games releasing this week. Let's highlight a few, starting with none other than Dead Cells. If you remember, this is one of the games I highlighted as one of my favorite games from PAX East this year. It's a roguelite 2D Metroidvania action platformer with lots of slashing, shooting, blasting, jumping, rolling, stomping. This game is sure to get lots of positive reviews. It's out today on the eShop for $24.99, with a physical version coming later this month. And then there's Overcooked 2, the sequel to the cooking game that has you yelling about how incompetent all your friends are because all they do is burn soup, drop ingredients, throw veggies in the trash, and never wash the dishes. It's co-op chaos and an absolute blast. It's out today on the eShop for $24.99 or physically for $39.99. How about Okami HD? Experience the high-def version of this action adventure starring Amaterasu, a Japanese Shinto sun goddess who inhabits the form of a white wolf. It finally comes to the Switch this Thursday on the eShop for $19.99. And finally, there's Blobcat. If you were a fan of the original Choo Choo Rocket, you might enjoy this inspired lookalike. Place arrows and guide the dice mice to the mice hole and avoid the Blobcats. Sounds similar, right? Blobcat is out this Thursday on the Switch eShop for $8.49. You can find more info on these games and the others by going to nintendo.com/games. And that's all for today. If you're listening on the Anchor app and you enjoy what you listen to, hit that favorite button and I would appreciate it very much. I'll also shout you out on the next episode. And if you didn't know, Nintendo Seconds can be listened to on multiple platforms such as Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify. If you have a preference, feel free to choose your favorite to get your daily Nintendo fix. And finally, if you have any feedback for me, you can reach me on the Anchor app by using the voice message function, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.